What do I call you, Naiman?
I don't mind. A nickname or a real name. Whatever is easier for you to pronounce, because Eyal is a bit difficult sometimes.
Eyal?
Yeah, I mean, Eyal, that's the name. I use Naiman because I live abroad and no one can pronounce it.
Sorry?
I live abroad and some people can't pronounce it. So
right.
Naiman,
yeah.
Naiman seems a bit easier sometimes.
Peter. Audio.
Yeah. Unmuted. Right.
All right. Your controls are here. Here you have 30 minutes because you're the last speaker. 25. Hello, everybody. You just joined us. Welcome to the DNS Developer Room. This is our final speaker for the day, Naiman, and he will talk to us about the history of blockchain and naming systems.
Okay, thank you. Thanks everyone, you know, who stayed till the end. I imagine it was a long day, at least it was for me. I'm going to talk today about the history of, you know, blockchain name systems. I'm Naiman, or Eyal. I'm from Israel, but I live in Poland. And, oh, that's fast. And I'm a mathematician, but I work on peer-to-peer websites in the last few years. If you don't know what it is, don't worry, because the main important thing regarding the talk is that those websites use blockchain name systems. So I had a chance to try most of them, speak with the developers of the main ones, even be engaged a bit in some of them, and that's why I do this talk. This is some projects that I did which use, you know, blockchain name systems. Don't focus on that, because, you know, the talk is not about me. I know that blockchain has a bad connotation, especially, I guess, in this thing. I'm not here to change your mind. I'm here to tell a story. And the story begins in 2001, where a guy called Zuko Wilcox sent a draft to his friends of some article that he wrote, and it began with the words, "Please do not propagate this information widely yet. I'm still working on it." Did they respect it? Absolutely not. This was propagated so hard that by now there is a Wikipedia page on it called Zuko's Triangle. Zuko's Triangle basically says that a name system, there are three properties that a name system can have or not have. One of them is secure. Secure means that, you know, two people cannot